Because of me, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, kings reign and rulers make just laws. Well, there must be something wrong with us in Washington now. We must not have a lot of wisdom up there, right? We are definitely not making very many good decisions in Washington. You know, if you teach even things that are written in God's Word, it's a hate crime and they can lock you up in jail. They were just trying to pass that. You know, if you talked about homosexuality, they're going to lock you up. You know, that's what they say. Ain't no wisdom up there. But, you know, I think about over the years, do y'all know that just a few years ago, our Supreme Court, made up of 9 men, made a rule that if your skin was black, you was not a human being. That was written in the laws of American land. Can you imagine that? If your skin is black, you're not a human being? And 9 judges made that decision? I mean, they're pretty dumb, wasn't they? Was they pretty dumb? Yes. They were pretty dumb. I mean, it was just like in the several organizations. You know, in fact, I'll tell you while we're talking about this, I'll tell you that there was a white man and his group of men went to war in America to free the black man. And Abraham Lincoln won the battle. Many people died. And they signed the Emancipation Proclamation and set the black man free 100 years ago. But did the black man live in freedom?
No.
Nope, did not. I mean, even in my lifetime, I'm not even quite 70, you're almost 60, almost 69 years old. But in my lifetime, I can remember back in my lifetime when a black man could not come into a restaurant, could not use a bathroom. You know, I mean, it was awful the way they treated people. Some of you remember that too. What, honey?
Water fountains also.
Oh, yeah. There was all kinds of crazy things. They wouldn't let you drink out of water fountains. I mean, you were not a human being if you were black. But the Emancipation Proclamation to set you free was signed by Abraham Lincoln, a president of the United States. So, back in the early 60s, a man by the name of Martin Luther came on the king, and he marched across his land upon the laws that were written, and he took what really belonged to the people. And now then, any black man can do anything, work anywhere they want to. There's virtually not a problem with the black people. You can work anywhere you want to. Work for anybody. Draw the same salary, use the same bathrooms, do everything. But the church, Jesus, signed our Emancipation Proclamation 2,000 years ago. And I don't care what color you are in the church is not living in freedom. Because she don't know who she is. She don't know what belongs to her. Just like the black people didn't know what was written in the laws of the land. Well, when Martin Luther got that rule out and said, looky here, it's written. We can send our children to any school we want to. We can go into any restaurant we want to. We can work anywhere we want to. It's written in the laws of America. And so he took it. And now they can do it. But do you know, I don't care what color you are here today, if you're a Christian, Jesus signed your Emancipation Proclamation 2,000 years ago and set you free from sickness and sin and all that stuff. And nearly none of us believe it. Almost none of us. That's our problem. We don't know the Word. So by not knowing the Word, we don't know what belongs to us as children of God. Now, as Christians, it makes no difference whether you're red or yellow, black or white. It makes no difference. People live in bondage, regardless of what color they are. I don't care what color you are. How many Christians you know live in total freedom in a church? Almost none. Almost none. But is our Emancipation Proclamation signed by our King in His own blood 2,000 years ago? Yep. So do we have to sin when the enemy comes back to us and say, oh, put a thought in your mind. You need to do this or you need to go to bed with this woman. Just like we've been talking about here. What do we have the power to say? No. No, I ain't going there. I'm free from this nonsense. I don't have to listen to you, devil. I'm free. You know, I don't have to listen to this. In the name of Jesus, I'm free. He says, because of me, wisdom, kings reign, and rulers make just laws. Rulers lead with my help, and nobles make righteous judgments with wisdom. Now then, if you're a man of God and you're reading the Word, you'll make the right kind of decisions. If you're not, you make the wrong decisions. I love all who love me. I love all who love me. Those who search for me will surely find me. That's the problem. We're not searching for wisdom. Unending riches, honor, wealth, and justice are mine to distribute. Ooh, you like that? So what do you got to do to get those riches for Him to distribute? You got to love Him and serve Him and get that wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Then He will distribute that wisdom and that knowledge and those riches. And He will bless you. And He will make everything you put your hands to prosper. Isn't that something? But God said that. It's like we don't read this book enough. When we read it, we don't meditate on it. Let's go down to the next verse. My gifts are better than the purest gold. My wages better than sterling silver. I walk in righteousness in paths of justice. Wow. All that belongs to you. Next verse. Those who love me inherit wealth. Oh, do you want to inherit wealth? You want to be rich? What do you got to do? Love the Lord. Love the Lord. Love His wisdom. Love His understanding. Those who love me inherit wealth. For I fill their treasuries. He didn't just put a little bit in there. He says He fills them. He gives you everything you need. The Lord formed me from the beginning before He created anything else. Sounds like He's talking about a person, doesn't it? He's talking about wisdom. The Lord formed me from the beginning. He made wisdom. Before He created anything else, God made wisdom, the spirit of wisdom, to go with Him, to help Him in the creation. Isn't that amazing? Is that what that says? Yeah, that's what He did. Let's go to the next ones. I was appointed in ages past, at the very first, before the earth began. I was born before the oceans were created, before the springs bubbled forth their waters. This is wisdom. He used the spirit of wisdom to help Him in the creation. Then He says in the next verse, before the mountains and the hills were formed, I was born. Before He had made the earth and fields and the first handfuls of soil, I, wisdom, was created and born and made as a spirit to help God make the earth. Next one. I was there when He established the heavens, when He drew the horizon on the oceans. I was there when He set the clouds above, when He established the deep fountains of the earth. Wisdom is there helping Him. I wouldn't have been much help there as He's doing all that, would you? You know, I fly through those big, beautiful clouds. I see those things up there, but I don't know how to make them. You know, I don't know how to put them in the heavens. It's just something else to fly through beautiful clouds, you know, and to just disappear into a white sheet. You can't see nothing nowhere. Flying an airplane. And then you have to fly by faith. That's when you got to trust your instruments because you can't see the ground no more. Then you're flying by faith. That's just like running your life with the Word of God. You got to live your life according to what is written. You got to trust it is written all the time. Wisdom said, I was there when He set the clouds above, when He established the deep fountains of the earth. I was there when He set the limits of the seas so they would not spread beyond their boundaries. And when He marked off the earth's foundations, I was the architect at His side. Wow, how would you like to be the architect at God's side? I was the architect at His side. I was His constant delight, rejoicing always in His presence. If wisdom, the spirit of wisdom, was rejoicing always in the presence of God, what do you think He wants you and me to be doing? rejoicing always in the king's presence. Next verse. And how happy I was with what he created, his wide world and all the human family. And so, my children, listen to me, for happy are all who follow my ways. Now, he's given us this set of rules and tells us happy are those that follow his ways. If you follow his ways and do what he says, your life will be blessed. Listen to my counsel and be wise. Don't ignore it. Happy are those who listen to me, watching for me daily at my gates, waiting for me outside my home. All this is talking about wisdom and understanding and knowledge. For whoever finds me finds life. If you find wisdom, what do you find? You want to live a long time? Do you? I do. So whoever finds me, wisdom, finds life and wins approval from the Lord. But those who miss me have injured themselves. All who hate me love death. You don't know you hate love death. You ever meet anybody that says, I really love dying and I just want to die? Yeah. I've seen a few of those too. I really have. Very few people. They love death. They don't know anything about God's Word. If they did, they wouldn't want to go there. Okay, Proverbs chapter 9. We're going to stop there tonight. We're just going to stop on those two chapters. Next week, we'll start on chapter 9. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless us. Bless these words to our heart. Father, I thank you for your Word and your blessings of life. I ask you to open our hearts to this wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. May we be used of you mightily for your glory. Thank you for today. Thank you for this Word. Thank you, Lord, that we can use it for your glory. Lock it into our hearts and our minds that we might not sin against you. And we give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.